What up, y'all? This is the Biz Killer on Fuck Outta Here. Yo, what up? What up? What up? It's popping today. Yo, if y'all ain't see that, video yet, or I don't know what you call it, interview or whatever you want to call it, but on hiphopisreal.com on YouTube. They got K-Sean Spazzes out on Battler in Boston. I think his name is Herb or some shit like that. Fucking corny ass name to have, bro. Shouldn't have a name like that if you're in battle rap. And that's a motherfucking fact. And yo, K-Sean Spazzes out on this dude. Make this dude look little than a motherfucker. Like, I thought dude was gonna walk away halfway through because he knew shit was not cool for him, you know? Oh man, that was crazy. Real crazy shit. If y'all ain't see that, go check that out. That's funny and entertaining. And they got an interview, I guess you wanna call it. K-Sean goes off on Hitman Holler. Hitman Has to Die on hiphopisreal.com. Check that out on YouTube. Yeah. That's how you go at a battler. That's how you talk that shit. For all you battle rappers out there that don't know how to talk shit in their interview, that overdo it. Like the last battle rapper we were talking about in the last episode. Yo, come on now. Come on now. That's how you fucking do it. That nigga had me suit. That nigga had that shit lit. That nigga had that shit. That energy that K-Sean was creating just talking to that nigga, like, damn. That's how you fucking get shit popping. That's how you get shit flame on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all niggas just don't know how to do it. All y'all niggas don't know how to do it. Don't know that this nigga said he writes in 2 days for y'all niggas, and y'all be taking whole months. Damn, that's making y'all niggas look bad. Y'all look bad. That's bad. It's crazy. But yo, K-Sean, keep doing what you're doing. And he said it right. He said, nigga, I can talk shit. I proved that I could talk shit. And that's facts, man. Like, that nigga put in that work so he can talk shit. Another person that can talk shit, but he don't, and he should, is DNA. DNA should talk shit, because that'll make niggas, like him more. DNA, niggas gotta want to be you. That's the only thing. Nigga, put that tooth back in, dog. Put that tooth back in. You know what I'm saying? And just be killer DNA, nigga. Stop being Mr. Nice Guy, because your lyrics are straight, like you, nigga, like you got the illest handguns in the world, but you like a nice dude holding the gun, and you don't really want to kill people. You're just like, you know, I'm gonna just do enough to kill them. No, we want DNA, that killer. That's how you gonna get motherfuckers to rock with you. Be the killer. Fuck everything else. Fuck Mr. Nice Guy. You did enough where you could talk shit to everybody. Until a nigga kills you, then you don't gotta stop talking shit. So DNA, talk that shit, son. Let me hear you talk that shit. Talk that shit and go in on niggas. And what else is popping off in battle rap? What else is popping off in battle rap? It's a lot of shit. Yo, check out Queen's Flips. Flip the Script podcast. That shit is hilarious. Like, low key, and I don't think people see it, but yo, Queen's Flip, low key. That nigga know what he's doing. That nigga's low key a genius, yo. That nigga knows what the fuck he's doing. Like, people around him don't get it. They don't get it until afterwards. I can see that shit. Like, this nigga he knows what he's doing. He knows what the fuck he's doing. I give him props. Watch that. Flip the Script podcast. Dope podcast. Like, I enjoy it myself. Shout out to Flip. You know what I'm saying? But what else is popping? What else is popping off today? What else are those? Oh, yeah, check out my YouTube, yo. Help my YouTube grow, because I'm trying to get bigger. I'm trying to get a bigger following, try to, like, keep the podcast going, trying to put more music, you know what I'm saying? I just want to get, like a bigger following. Like, there's people who already joined my podcast. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Comment and let me know on my podcast what y'all want me to talk about, what y'all would like me to talk about, you know what I'm saying? And any topics y'all would like me to get on. And, like, if y'all become, you know what I'm saying, y'all cool, y'all exchange, y'all could probably send me questions through my email. You know what I'm saying? That'd be dope. My email's on Twitter, so you could check me at Twitter at AbyssKiller1, the number one. So AbyssKiller1 on Twitter. So check me out there. My email's on there. You can email me, let me know what you would like me to talk about my podcast, what topics, and maybe I even have a fan or a person who listens on, and we could talk about something you want to talk about. I could let you in on the podcast. I think that'll be dope, you know, having people, you know, on the show to talk to and see what they think about stuff. So, you know, I'm open-minded to whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a person. I'm not closed-minded to stuff. So whatever topics y'all want to talk about, let me know in the comments. You know, rate, subscribe, all that good shit. I wanted to talk about that interview with K-Shine, or that, I don't know what to call it, because it's not really an interview, but I guess it's a moment. But check this out. Like, check that out on hiphopisreal.com. That was dope. Shout out to them. That was fire. Like, fire-ass thing. Like, I don't want to really review it. I just want to get y'all to go watch it on there and support their channel. That's a dope ass channel. I'm subscribed to it. Get all the latest stuff on battle rap if you like battle rap. You know, and I think everybody needs to support battle rap. And I think Smack, URL, put out a battle, son. Put out a battle. Like, stop it. Like, put out a battle. Niggas is just cursing. They ain't gonna take that much money. Like, put out the battle. Obviously, it doesn't matter if you don't make money off YouTube, because you're not putting the battles on YouTube. Does that make sense? If you're not putting the battles on YouTube, that means you don't really need the money off YouTube. Or you're finding another way. You could be finding another way to make money, but right now, not putting it on YouTube is making you no money. So actually, you're losing money. So I just say, just put, if anything, put the vault battles out on YouTube right now. Put the vault battles out on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, do that. Give us something. I mean, I would have bought the pay-per-view, but I need that to be, like, super lit. Like, and I always listen to what people first say, but I don't really, like, take into what they say. But when people start saying certain stuff and about this, like, about, oh, this was like this and this didn't, like, that makes me not want to buy, you know, the streaming, because why I want to buy streaming and that shit's fucking up, you know, like, so they gotta get that shit together, you know. And what else I wanted to talk about, but other than that, shout out to Smack, shout out to Beasley, shout out to Chico. I mean, I don't know none of them niggas. I'm just saying shout out to them because what they doing is dope. But I think they need to stop being greedy and just start, you know what I'm saying, coming with the real shit and just give people something. Like, do it for the culture. Y'all always talk about the culture. Do it for the culture, for real. For real. This is gonna show you for the culture. If John John throws a battle and still puts it on YouTube, that's To me, that makes y'all look bad. Cause y'all all about the money. To me, it's showing that it's all about the money. It's all about how much money y'all can make off the situation. And to me, this is just my opinion. This is not fact. This is just my opinion. You might as well say it's like a theory. Cause to me, I just think they want the new talent, because think how much money they could save if they only paying them like $2,000, $5,000. So you got a whole card with the highest paid person is probably like $5,000. Maybe if they got like a thing, it's probably like $10,000. If they got like a hitter on there, it's probably $10,000 or $15,000, probably one person. And then back then when they used to have like the lowest was probably like $5,000. So they're making mad money. They're making money. Smack don't want nobody to know how much money they're making. One, it's nobody's business how much money they're making. But don't act like you just barely making money though. Don't act like you're just barely making money. Cause and then it's gonna catch up to you one day, and it's gonna come out. And I think that there's a lot of shit wrong with battle rap that's gonna bring battle rap down. I don't think it's just one thing that's killing battle rap. I think it's a whole plethora of things. Like, it's a whole bunch of things put together. Like, one, I think the bloggers kinda kill it a little bit, because they overhype shit. They give too high expectations. Like, they even give me high expectations of what a battler should do because of the shit they say. They trying to guess what this person's gonna say. Oh, he's probably gonna talk about. Don't do that. If we're guessing what's gonna happen, if somebody got a surprise for you, they'll be like, yo, I got a surprise for you. And you're guessing what it is the whole time, and they're like, no, be quiet. Like, don't guess. It's a surprise. You're gonna ruin the damn surprise. Basically, y'all are ruining the damn surprise when it comes to the battle. People see it, then people think. Don't review the battle after it was done live. Because and then you're reviewing a battle on YouTube that only certain people seen. So and then you're like leading the fans a little bit to think that this way. And there's some fans that just listen to what they say. Listen to what the first thing they hear. Just like the news today, people just look at the headlines. They don't really fucking read the information or look into the information or figure it out for themselves. People like being hand-fed information. So I say that to say this, like stop just looking at stuff and stop like reviewing the battle after it's like after they perform and it's not on YouTube. Wait till it goes on YouTube, then review the battle, because and then you can review the battle for the whole YouTube, which is going to give you more views, because then people want to know your thoughts after they seen it and after you seen it. But and then you're giving a review after you seen it and other people ain't seen it, and that's what's taken away. That's taken away from battle rap. Because and then when people do say, they be like, wait, it wasn't like that. Then it starts that argument of like, yo, it wasn't really like you said. So I think people shouldn't review the battles until they come on YouTube. You know? Don't review the battles until they come on YouTube. This is a real motherfucking public service announcement at motherfucking Abyss Killer Podcast. Yo, comment, rate, subscribe. Come on, man, follow me. Let's make this bigger, this podcast bigger. Help me make my YouTube bigger. Really could use your guys' help. I really want to, you know what I'm saying? I put all types of videos on there because I'm really trying to get it popping on there. You know what I'm saying? I even got my own music on there. I even got bits of the podcast on there. So if you're at home and you want to listen to my podcast on YouTube, that'll be dope. I would like to get. And if you want to listen to my podcast on iTunes, that you can also do that too on iTunes at Abyss Killers Podcast. And you could also check me out on Soundtrap at Abyss Killer, and check me out at on SoundCloud at Abyss Killer. And y'all be good. Thanks for listening. Stay focused, stay going forward, and let the haters hate. I'm out.